Thank you again. And I apologize for that swap, but we will soon realize the need for that. It was necessary to do that. And the topic we're going to be talking about right now will be the relationship of acetaminophen and alcohol usage to renal dysfunction. And we think that it will present for us an opportunity for health promotion and education in this profession. And I'm doing this on behalf again of Dr. Rupert and Rani Jeshua, those who work with me on this project. We really don't have anything to benefit by doing this presentation or the analysis that we did. So background, we have heard this story again that pain is very common within the profession. That's why it's presented here. However, we noted that pain is one of those things that are most frequently treated with over-the-counter anesthetics. Acetaminophen is one of the most common and is primarily excreted through the kidney. And sometimes when some thresholds are exceeded, we have nephrotoxicity that manifests itself through hypertension, fluid retention, electrolyte disturbance. Then let's go to the other side. Alcohol, too, is very common within our population. Actually, it's reported that over half of American adults will drink somehow. But we're not talking about excessive drinking here. We're just talking about taking some form of alcohol. And alcohol somehow has been associated with hypertensive and antihypertensive effects, and it is excreted through the kidney. So we think that there might be a potential of alcohol trying to exacerbate the effect of acetaminophen on kidney. Now, the point here is that we notice high prevalence of alcohol and acetaminophen usage. This suggests that there's a potential too of concurrent use of these two things. However, the effects of mild consumption of alcohol and or therapeutic amount of acetaminophen on renal dysfunction has not been well studied. People have studied the effects of excessive use of these things, but the interaction between moderate amount of alcohol and, say, therapeutic dose of acetaminophen has not been well studied, to the best of our knowledge. So in this study, we decided to explore the potential effects of light and moderate consumption of alcohol in combination with therapeutic amount of acetaminophen on kidney dysfunctions. And this was a secondary data analysis using the enhanced data 2003-2004, and we went that far because it involved those variables that we're interested in. And we focused at this point only on the survey data, and we did the analysis using SARS. The statistical method was mainly multiple logistic regression, applying all the complete multi-stage probability design structure that will enable us to be able to project national population estimate. Our outcome was renal dysfunction defined in various ways. If you are interested, we'll talk about those. And then this exposure with this therapeutic amount of acetaminophen, light to moderate alcohol. And of course, there's some covariates that we use in the model that included socio-demographic variables and some health conditions. We had over 10,000 respondents were included that were projected to a national population estimate of over 294 million. The therapeutic dose of acetaminophen was reported by 5.6%. Light to moderate amount of alcohol was consumed or reported being consumed by over 38% of respondents. A combination was reported by just 2.6%, and those who reported renal dysfunction was about 1.2%. Pretty small, but still good. So this rest of these results are those things I've just mentioned to you. So this was just, I was thinking either to present this or to give the numbers. I thought that the numbers would make me go faster within the 10 minutes we have. Okay. Looking at a statistical model, just finding out the effect of therapeutic amount of acetaminophen alone to renal dysfunction, we found that there was no significant effect. And looking at only moderate, light to moderate amount of alcohol to renal dysfunction, we found that it looked like it was protective. In that case, but when we look at a combination of both, it shows about 123% increased risk of kidney dysfunction based on combining those two things. Individually, they will not present a problem. When we combine them, we see that there is that increased risk. All the results I've just mentioned, they are summarized here. So these are those results, and these are just p-values to show whether they're significant or not. So these two are significant, but this is protective, this is a risk. And we saw that reporting acetaminophen, for those who combine light to moderate amount of alcohol and taking therapeutic amount of acetaminophen, they're more likely to report kidney dysfunction if they were older adults, if they were males, people from minority racial groups like the black and Hispanics compared to the white, and when they have certain health conditions like hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. Now, that's the point. Yeah, the points of focus are what makes this interesting. The point is that many users do not feel that over-the-counter analgesics can do any real harm, like acetaminophen. And the ready availability of this places the weakest individuals at risk. And these are people typically from low socio-demographic areas, the elderly, those taking multiple medications, those who are not properly literate to be able to safely medicate themselves using from over-the-counter or from supermarket shelves. And we know that alcoholism too is associated with reduced amount of protein transporter that carries glutathione to the mitochondria. And we know that the glutathione is very important for what? For acetaminophen metabolism. So if you take this thing that has a tendency to reduce those this protein transporters to get there, we see that it is easy for you to increase the effect of acetaminophen, that is resulting to less metabolism of acetaminophen. So we're seeing that this has the potential of increasing acetaminophen toxicity. That's just the point we're making there. And also we have the problem of dehydration that is associated with alcohol. You see, also to this too is also associated with its own other problems. It also reduces renal dysfunction on its own. And it does that through prostaglandins. And this one too is also related to acetaminophen. So those are the two pathways that one could use to associate, to link acetaminophen to alcohol, both of them. So my point is that although individually it may not be harmful to ingest therapeutic dose of acetaminophen and light to moderate amount of alcohol, combining both may not be good. And since this group also, and many other primary care physicians who see a lot of pain patients, see these people who are more prone to take both, it will be very important for us to be cautious of this and tend to talk to our patients about them. Thank you.